Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin, well, he wouldn't be happy hearing this. This offense is predicated on, like you said, it's Donnie McCaffrey, and he can also catch the rock, tote the rock, catch it out the backfield, and 1,342 yards for Brandon Ayuk last year is nothing to sneeze at, and I don't think he's even scratched the surface. But if you're telling me now that a young Brandon Ayuk, which I can understand, Stoney, these wide receivers have egos, they want to put up CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson type numbers, this ain't the offense for you. But if you want to win, this is the offense for you. And it's worked so far. Now he's Tom Cruise. Show me the M's.
I mean, the bottom line is that this is different from Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel was the only weapon when he signed his contract for the most part. I know they had Kittle, but Deebo Samuel was their only weapon. Now they got Deebo, they got McCaffrey, they got Kittle. They might have the leverage. I'm talking about the 49ers. Ian Rappaport. This is the latest on what's going on with Brandon Ayuk.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
That was Ian Rappaport.
And you brought up something earlier. Again, you keep saying this, Donnie. It hit me because I've heard it before, Lion season. But every time on social media when there was a report by, you know, a different site, Brandon Ayuk wants to get traded or the Niners were looking to trade him, his agent followed up Brandon's saying that that's false. So I got to believe he wants to stay in town, man. I just do.
Well, you said earlier you think he wants out.
No.
He probably doesn't like his role here.
No, come on, man. He wants his money, then he'll accept his role.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. There's clearly
somebody asked, are we having a 95-7 the game draft party? No, but we got an extravaganza 6 to 10 tomorrow night, Stoney. Write this down. Sterling Bennett, Evan Giddings, and the great Mark Grandy got you covered from 6 p.m. to 10. I'll be tuned in.
This is more Andrew Filippone from The Fan in Pittsburgh talking about possible interest from the Steelers.
I think that average annual number is going to be somewhere between $28 and $30 million.
Wow,
that's what I think.
Wow,
that's what I've heard.
Wow,
because the salary cap's going way up. And look, I mean, after you could make the argument because Justin Jefferson was dinged up last year, you could make the argument that after Tyreek Hill, there isn't a more productive wide receiver in the NFL right now than Brandon Ayuk, and he's in his mid-20s, and I think he's going to be want to be paid accordingly.
Well. There you have it. 28 to 30, that's a lot. That's a lot.
You don't think he's earned it?
No, not really. Not really. I think he's a good player.
Right.
I don't think he's a top five receiver. And if he's asking for top five money, maybe this is the place where Lynch and Shanahan hold the line.
Well, let me take you down a notch. I'll give you the top five. But what about, do you think he's replaceable? Because that's what it boils down to. Because if they pull the triggers, Donnie, they feel like what you said, they got somebody that could step right up and get those same seven touchdowns and 13, however many yards he had last year, 1,300.
Will they be able to find somebody to score one touchdown in the next nine playoff
and
games?
I hate that you say that, but that...
How about, will they be able to find a receiver who can catch, who can have one playoff game where he catches, let's just say, balls for 75 yards.
I love you for this, but Stoney, I just hate...
That is Garoppolo's fault.
Yeah, saying.
It's not.
You're just putting that at the doorstep of Ayuk. He dropped a receiver in the Super Bowl in the end zone. Was wide open. They couldn't block.
That's right. That's right. So they may think they need a blocker more than a receiver.
Well, you got
a
pick. You got the 31st pick in the draft.
And maybe they don't think the lineman's good enough to play right away. I don't know. Does Stein even watch basketball? I watch them all, baby. I watch all the sports. You know I'm right about the old guys in
the
NBA.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
That was great.
Talk football. Talk football.
Football!
I love that the Niners are sending a message to Ayuk. It's about the team.
It was wrong.
It's about the team.
Doesn't mean you can't get paid.
Yeah, pay him, but not overpay him. And, you know, the other thing is the 49ers maybe just don't, maybe they know. They just don't want to pay.
Well, St. Brown got $30 million per. I know he got the big, St. Brown from Detroit.
Yeah.
He got
$30
million, but he got, is he really?
I think so.
He's in a better offense. Like, if we swapped out Ayuk for St. Brown, I was just telling Evan, he disagreed, but I felt like Ayuk could put up those type numbers, especially when he wouldn't be receiver one and, you guys are just running and gunning.
Well, that's
and they're winning. Detroit's running and gunning and winning.
Yeah. Well, that's not who the Niners are. They're a running football team, and they're already like the one thing I do understand is so. Wait a minute. We're a running football team, but we're going to pay two receivers $25 million. Like, that doesn't make sense, especially when you've got the highest paid running back. Yeah. In the NFL, or if he's not, he's among the highest paid running backs in the NFL. So, and I'm with you here, 925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I'm totally with you. Can we all agree that 1,000-yard receiver or 1,000-yard rusher in a 17-game season is a low bar?
I get you, but what else do we have?
You.
I hear. No, we talked about that, but I mean, it is what it is. It wasn't like he put up 600 yards. I guess in this scenario, and I'm going back to the NBA, Stoney, it looks like IU could be Klay Thompson. Draymond was Debo.
Yep.
McCaffrey got his, and we could even put Purdy in there as far as Steph. But, the well's going to run dry on when it's his turn. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think they worked something out.
Yeah. We don't know. John Lynch told the media that he wouldn't anticipate something happening, but he wasn't very definitive about it. That's for sure. I want to play some more of this sound about the 49ers. TJ Husbandjada was on with Willard and Dibs yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say. He's a confidant of Brandon Ayuk 2 days ago.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. Mm. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue.
Now that is, Stoney, right. To me, that's a friend. I mean, he said confidant. I get it. And he's probably hearing that at every turn. But I guess to quiet that appetite of getting more targets would be pay me like you know how talented I am. And that's what I would say to TJ. But if Brandon's getting that from that guy, and I'm sure his girl, his brother, then that's probably why he may wind up out of here.
The one thing I don't subscribe to is if you think Tyreek Hill's the best
One of them, yeah.
Receiver in the NFL. And, like, the idea of, well, he's, like, Brandon Ayuk's our number one. Well, just because he's our number one doesn't mean he's as good as other teams' number ones.
Totally get
And then you just pay him what other teams' number ones make. I mean.
But it's the market, too.
The bottom line is they don't throw the ball to him like Justin Jefferson. And what the 49ers are probably saying is, we're never going to use you like one of those guys. So we're not going to pay you like one of those guys.
Then he's out of here then. If you're right, and I'm not saying you're wrong, if you're right, then
we'll pay you 20.
Yeah.
We'll pay you 22.
Nah. So you're telling me I'm not even going to get the chicken and the catches.
What do you mean? 20 to 22 million?
No.
Like that makes you top, that puts you in the top 10 or top 15.
No. I'm sure this is.
Like, why does
Brown
he have to be top 5?
No.
When they don't throw like other teams throw.
But I know this is going to sound crazy, but Stanius' ego, too.
Well, too bad. Like, that's what you got
to. Like, you could say to
like,
me.
Like, that's where the 49ers don't have to play that game. If the San Francisco 49ers, if they are prepared to move on from Ayuk, then clearly they're not willing to pay him what he wants. If they're going to move him tomorrow night.
But again.
I don't know.
You know, his agent could do whatever he's paid for. But, Stoddy, the fact that he went on social media, the agent, to Ayuk, and said this is false, that Brandon doesn't want to get traded, I feel like if it were funky like it looks like it could be, and especially after hearing that, I don't think the guy goes out his way, the agent, to kind of, you know, dispel those rumors.
Of course he does.
What's in it for him?
It's to keep – give the illusion that his client's not a pain in the ass.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, it's like, do you believe Mike Dunleavy when he says, we really want Chris Paul back. We really want Klay Thompson back. And we really want Jonathan Kuminga back. Like, I guess I believe him that he wants him back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bet I'll make. I'll bet you there's no chance all three of those guys are back.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I'm a D coordinator, not just in the division, just the Niners are going to be a problem again, Stoney. And if he gets traded, I'm happy as hell. Go get all the O linemen you need and whatever young kid you think is special. And if you turn Brandon Ayuk into multiple picks, good luck with that. But if you're telling me now we can try to stop this Niner offense like it was back in the day with just Debo, Kittle, and whoever else in Brandon's shoes and no Ayuk, I mean, man, I would take that as opposed to what it is now.
888-957-9570 is the number. My question to 49er fans, I mean, do you view Brandon Ayuk as a true one among the top 6-8 receivers in the entirety of the NFL? And if it means you got to pay him, and we're talking about the guaranteed number being the most important, again, St. Brown got $77 million. Man, the 49ers don't want to give him $70 million guaranteed. They gave Debo $58 2 years ago.
Real quick, guys, this is not wide receiver related, but the Lions have been spending a lot of money today. It was just announced a couple minutes ago by Adam Schefter of ESPN that they are signing their tackle, Penei Sewell, to a 4-year, $112 million deal, which is the largest ever given to an offensive lineman. So a lot of dough being thrown around this offseason by a lot of teams.
Yeah, and they're protecting their guy, Jared Goff. Wow. Man,
let's go to Johnny. Johnny is in Burlingame. What's up, Johnny? How you doing?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question here.
Sure.
You know, TJ is talking about not getting the ball thrown to him. I just want to know what the statistic is on how many drops he has. Is there a reason why they're not thrown to him? And by that matter, all these great wide receivers getting big contracts. Are they because they don't have the drops and they catch everything and they never drop a ball and that's why they get paid a lot because that's why their numbers are so high? Guy wants a lot of money, but I don't know the statistics, so I'm just kind of curious about that, you know?
Well, I don't look at Brandon Ayuk as somebody that has the dropsies. I can tell you who does, Donnie. It was Debo. A couple years ago, he led the league in drops, and he still was spectacular. I look at Brandon Ayuk on why he doesn't get the targets, Donnie, or the numbers is there's a ranking system, and it starts with McCaffrey, and then it's all dependent on what Kyle Shanahan dials up.
According to the stat I'm looking at right now, I mean, the issue is the leaders in drops are all pretty good. Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, St. Brown, Nacua, Brandon Ayuk is seventh in drops. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Well, you're not a bum if you lead that category because the dudes you just mentioned were studs.
But he is.
Well, we saw Debo lead the league in drops, and he still was spectacular.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.